welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and this morning we have with us Dr. Eric Raz, and it is an amazing privilege of mine to, we've had quite a few medical professionals in the last couple months, and I'm on the information overload in one way, but at the same time, this is so healthy, and it builds up our arsenal to have information of how the body works and how it functions better with what Nikan's given us and the solutions. But before we jump in with Dr. Eric, I want to remind everybody that at the end of the call, I've got a couple announcements, and then want to kind of let you know who's on tap, who's coming up the next couple weeks, and because I know you're going to be thrilled with some of the guests that are going to share with us. But just as important as that is some of the important announcements that have taken place this week in the world of Nikan that I know will empower you to do your job more effectively as a wellness consultant. So stay tuned after we're done with Dr. Eric for those. So let's jump on into things really quick. First of all, thank you, Dr. Raz, for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
And I know that as I put in my little email teaser that you've, we met, you reminded me of this the other day when we were chatting, that you and I met, was it a year, year and a half, 2 years ago up in Seattle?
That's correct. No sooner did I jump on board with Nikan that Dr. Jackson invited me to come up to hear her doctor and I do up there. What a great introduction to some powerful speakers and some of the science behind this company.
And the real power, you know, the 3-2-1 punch for you that weekend was meeting me, obviously. I'm just kidding. I felt embarrassed because I couldn't even remember. But I believe there were 500 people. It was a sold-out crowd. There was 500 seats in the auditorium, and several of us ended up standing for a better part of the day because there was just no room. But medical professionals literally came from all over the world for that event, and it was just phenomenal. And Dr. Eric, you come from the world of chiropractic, and explain to those of us listening right now what caused you. For number one, I want to find out, you know, what caused you to want to go into that field, and then also where you're at today with the prestigious awards that you have of. And I didn't write it. I don't have it in front of me, but you can explain this. But then also, we'll venture right into how you made that segue and cross over into utilizing what Nikan has. But let's go back to why chiropractic? I mean, fascination for crunching people's bones as a kid or what?
That's interesting. Oh, gosh. No, not as a child. I'll tell you, it's a very interesting story. I won't take too long on it because it can be long. But I grew up on the East Coast, and my primary strength throughout school was mathematics and science. And so back there where IBM was, Poughkeepsie, New York, engineering was what I thought was in my future. And sure enough, that's the path I took. Graduated back east and worked for IBM for a short stint, and then another company in Connecticut. So hello to those Connecticut folks back there. It turned out that after 2 years in this field, I wasn't really thrilled with the type of job I had. It was okay. But what I did, I found myself continually reading nutrition and health and wellness and every type of alternative medicine book. I just found myself enamored. And at the time, I noticed that people were not taking very good care of themselves, and I kind of did a big transformation, went kind of full circle from almost an extreme vegan, vegetarian for a while. We were making our own bread and cooking our own soups. I really was over the top, kind of a health food guy back then. And I saw these different alternative careers, whether it was health food store owners or naturopaths. I met a naturopath, a doctor of natural medicine also. And I said, boy, that's really an interesting career. So sure enough, it was by the grace of God, I met a chiropractor, interestingly enough, at a happy hour one night, right off the same corner of where my company was, and we just hit it off and started talking, and he shared with me how much he loved what he was doing, And I didn't know anything about chiropractic. I'm one of those few that didn't have a back issue that brought me into the world of chiropractic. But I went over to his office, and I just was enamored with how happy his patients were with him and how what a gratifying job that was. I just, you know, so between wanting to be my own boss, self-employed, and seeing the joy and fulfillment that came with being in natural medicine, I decided just to go back to school and become a chiropractor. He encouraged me. He said, hey, you know, you can change careers. You're young enough. So that's what started that shift. And it was, you know, that to this day, it is still my overwhelming passion to just learn about how to help not only my health, my family's health, but everybody around me. So this is, boy, how many years later, I've got a wife, four kids, four grandchildren, all but one of my kids are married, and I've been in this private practice now for about 27 years. And you alluded to the prestigious award. It's kind of interesting. It's a very, I really like the fact that I've affiliated myself with a national affiliation. But basically, it's an author, an internationally well-known author, that wrote a book called The 100-Year Lifestyle. And he lectures all over the country for the chiropractic profession. He's a chiropractor himself. And he created a certification program. The California Chiropractic Association developed a certification program. If you take several of his courses and read his materials and do certain things, that's what you were referring to. So I'm certified, one of the first ones certified in California, with what is called a 100-year lifestyle certification, which is one of those things, again, that is a promotion of longevity and all the things that go along with wellness care.
So I'm guessing, not knowing, having not done any research, I did not do a Google search at all, but I'm guessing the 100-year lifestyle is the basics, the program or the idea, the concept behind it would be that to do a certain, you know, common sense things on a regular basis to allow this body to actually hit the 100-year mark. Is that kind of the idea behind it?
That is absolutely the idea. With the notion, though, is that we are living in a time where people reaching the age of 100 is becoming more and more common.
Mm-hmm.
The statistics show that is a segment of the population that is growing the fastest. And you're going to get to 100 in many instances, whether you want to or not. So why not get there with a vital life, a vital health?
You know, and Dr. Eric, that's exactly what, and I wish she would have been on the call last week, Winona Blake from up in New England, is exactly the way she shared it with me on the phone about a week and a half ago. She's a full-time caretaker for a woman who will, next month in June will be 99 and a half. And this woman, when she was introduced to Neken, and specifically the water, that solution, and it turned her life around. I mean, she was literally on the downwards cycle, and she started drinking the water about 7 years ago and then doing some other things with it. But Winona said, you know, I cannot keep up with her when we go to the shopping mall, because she uses a walker just for stability. She said, but I can't keep up with her, and I should be as her caretaker. And then she said, but what was fascinating to me is she said that same thing that you just mentioned, that if I'm going to make it to 100, which I definitely am, that's her target now, she said, I might as well live it healthy and enjoy it and allow my body to function. And her nurses that come every week and check on her say, you know, her results are fantastic. I mean, everything, they draw blood, they do her vitals and everything, they said, man, everything is working perfectly. And I had this conversation with Linda Rompo, who's, I forget how, what the age of her mom is, but she said that, you know, filling out a thing to have a minor little eye surgery, and the nurse said, you missed this whole form here, and she said, no, she didn't miss it. She's not on any medication at all. All she does is take all of her Neken stuff, and no medication whatsoever, and I wish I could remember what her age was, but it was quite a bit up there, 80s or 90s or something like that. But so it is possible for all of us.
Absolutely.
To hit this 100-year mark. I want to go back to something you said earlier, which I think is very, very powerful, in that you worked for how many years in your previous field before you literally made this 180-degree switch to doing something that you know, had to go back and get retrained in How many years were you doing? You said IBM business or
engineering? I graduated as in mechanical engineering.
Okay.
I was working for only about 2 years before the switch occurred.
Okay. Okay. So 2 years of doing engineering, and I think that what is so powerful about that is that all of us, every single human being that's out there, and I heard a statistic last week, Saturday, from Pat Terry, who you know, Mac and Pat, and she said 100 years ago in this country, the percentage of people, it was 95% of our population were entrepreneurs. We were not employees. We only had 5% of the populace of folks were employees. And where we are today, I don't even want to even guesstimate where we're at, because I'm sure it's exactly the opposite, or maybe it's even worse. And I have nothing against employees. I was one for a short time in my life. I have nothing against that at all. However, I really feel that taking your example as taking that as a, hey, right there in front, we can make a decision, we can make a change and be in business for ourselves but not by ourselves, but do utilize our talents and abilities, because I don't believe we're supposed to be sitting in a factory making widgets all day, or at least not all of our lives.
That's
because
right.
I think it's extremely demeaning. Yes, it's less stress and it's less pressure because you do the same thing every day and you don't have to think, but I really think people are missing the boat on that. And you're a perfect example of how we can make a switch. And now, 27 years later, you're still living that out. And 2 years ago, I think, is what we established. You were introduced to Nikan. How did that come into play?
Okay, that's a great story too. you probably know Connie and Ron D'Amico.
We were introduced to them 2 weeks ago. Dr. Jackson told us all about them, and I will have them. I feel bad. I've never had them on this call, and I will make that happen. So I'm guessing that's part of the connection.
That's a big part of the connection. He and his wife, well, particularly he, was a longtime patient of mine. Previous to his full-time Nikan career now, he owned and operated a very successful automotive industry, and he was under the gun. He was stressed. He had all kinds of issues. So he was in the office quite regularly for mostly relief care. It wasn't like he fell down and had an injury, but he was falling apart. You love his story. It is amazing transformation. But he retired. He moved a little further away from me, and I hadn't seen him in about 5 to 7 years. And he then started to drop me phone calls to invite me to some of the wellness events that he was having over in Santa Cruz with Dr. Jackson and a few other specialty speakers. He had Dave Balzer over there one time. That was probably one of the invitations we received. So we...
if I get this straight, Dr. Eric, here is one of your patients inviting you, the doctor,
to a wellness event.
That had to do funny things in your brain, I'm guessing.
Well, here's the funny thing about it. We suspected that it might be good information. We were pretty busy with the practice, and interestingly enough, I was in about a 3-year stint with a previous network marketing company. It was my first network marketing company, and it was starting to dwindle a little bit. We did fairly well, but it was losing steam. So the timing was right. I was very much enamored with the industry, and I still am. And when we went over there and listened, I know what happened. He ended up dropping several products on my doorstep for me to try. So I was sleeping on the mattress. I was drinking the water. That's what it was. And sure enough, after a couple of weeks, I felt more energy. I didn't need as much sleep. So the kind of the light was going off. It was an experience with the products. There was a love for the industry. There was a desire on my part to, again, share natural solutions to my patients in addition to being good with my hands. And then we went over to an event. So everything just kind of snowballed into saying, you know what, we're on board here.
Mm-hmm. Now, where you mentioned you were able to sleep less. Did you have a sleep issue, or you just slept less?
I want to know something. It wasn't one that I tossed and turned, but my wife will attest, and I will tell you the story, that for some reason I never felt rested in the morning. I would wake up at maybe 5, and I go, oh, thank God, I've got another couple hours to sleep. And that completely does not occur anymore. I do not dread the morning bell. I don't even use an alarm, quite honestly. And I just need less sleep than I needed to, and it really appears that my sleep is more thorough because I'm just a different person.
Now, I would presume, and I guess I could have asked you this previously, but I'm going to presume that you're on the Nature Rest sleep system now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, because I guess you've been in since that was the only one we had, because we've seen a lot of people upgrade to that, and they didn't really understand why or the value of it, and they say, you know, look, I've been in Nikan for, you know, a dozen or 15 years, what's the point of, you know, they're just going to introduce another new sleep system, and then I'm going to have to feel guilty of not buying that. And I say, well, you know, that may be the case, but I can go back to our 13-year-old daughter when I put the new Nature Rest on her bed. And she did not, she was not keen. She told me, she said, Daddy, what if I don't like it? And she was already on the full mattress that we had from years ago, what we called the Nikan Dream sleep system. And, but that first morning, and one of these days I'm going to take the time to type it up, but it's much more powerful just communicating it orally. But that first morning I went down there to her room and I said, well, kiddo, how did you sleep? Are you okay? Or you want me to jerk this off your bed right now? And she looked at me and she said, oh, Daddy, this is wonderful. And here's a kid who functions on less sleep than her parents do, because she's just attacking life, you know, burning the candle at both ends, much like her grandmother does. Thank you, Mom, for setting that example. But that sleep system, exactly what you just said, it really allows the body to sleep less and get a better quality of sleep. And I would imagine as a chiropractor, you've seen a lot of people that they really struggle in that area.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
In the family, in the practice, all around us, when we go to events, everybody's raising their hand that they're having sleep issues. You bet.
Mm-hmm. Well, now what? So that was 2 years ago. You're introduced to this by a former patient, which I think is incredibly ironic. But that empowers us as regular, medically trained people as wellness consultants, we can. And I often ask this. I think I asked this of Dr. Jackson, as a not to use the word normal, but a non-medically trained. We don't have any letters behind our name or any initials in front of our name. We're just regular folks. Do you have any advice to the chiropractors that we see, or maybe it's to the massage therapist, or maybe our dentist, or you know, who knows? Is there any way that an ideal environment, or you know, things that we can say to bridge the gap, to allow Nikan to become part of their life? That's what happened for you from one of your former patients, and obviously we know what happened. It was letting the product speak for themselves. What advice would you give us?
You know, that's a great question, and I always think about, you know, how I was open to the idea, not only with Nikan, but with the previous company. It ended up being a close friend, patient, or associate, so it does seem to make a difference if you have that relationship first. We knew him well, we were open to it, but if you're asking me how would I recommend somebody from the lay world to approach a physician, a dentist, a chiropractor, that's a good question, because even to this day, I challenge sometimes with contacting another health professional, because we tend to get so set in our ways, and we tend to think we know it all. We tend to we're not always courageous enough to add additional things to our practice and our lives. And then at the same time, we don't want to rock the boat if something's working. And to be honest with you, I think there is still that connotation in the back of some minds that, I don't want to get involved in that industry because I've tried it years ago and it wasn't successful. So, you know, I'm giving you the downsides. I'm not giving you the positives here. I apologize for that.
No, but you're being brutally honest, and that's exactly
what
I wanted, because you had said yourself you had a 3-year stint with another network marketing company, and it was kind of on the downside, so the timing was right before you. But I understand that. I mean, I completely understand when you say that most medical professionals, they are set in their ways. They've spent the years educating and figuring out a system that works. And I understand that even for dentists, it's extremely stressful to, you know, you've got all these different, you know, people peddling products and services, and you know that if you mention something, they just give you that look. I did this a couple weeks ago when I was at the dentist, and they just give you that look of, oh, no, here we go again, somebody else trying to sell me something. And that's the challenge. So as you just said, and this is the answer I was hoping for, is you build the relationship first, which is always challenging for a layperson to build that with their healthcare provider or the person who is treating them, so to speak. But it is possible.
You know, one other thought, as much of a pearl that I look at myself, and my wife, by the way, who is my right-hand partner in all of this, I'm so sorry for not mentioning her sooner. She actually, after raising all of our children, is my right-hand person in my chiropractic office and right by my side. I couldn't do either of these things without her. I forgot what point I was trying to make there. When you think about, wouldn't it be nice to land a chiropractor? Yes, it would be, because I'm telling you, I'm sure Connie and Ron are happy that they've introduced us, and we're as excited as we are. But at the same time, we medical professionals have a tough time of being reproducible, and this is a business of duplicating ourselves. And when we introduce, you know, Nikin to people, they say, you've got all the knowledge about this kind of stuff. How could we ever expect to do that? So for those listening, I'd say don't always think that having a doctor is the cat's meow, so to speak, because, you know, we need to simplify things. And Dave Johnson does it the best, I think, when he just is a brilliant man, but he just really brings it down into really simple terms.
Well, and you're saying exactly what we've understood for years, and I remember years ago a magnetician by trade, a gentleman by the name of Sam Taliaferro, said it best when he said, I'd much rather have one excited housewife than a dozen medical professionals. He said, because that one excited housewife, she can explain what this stuff does and what's going on, and she can impact more people. Because, as you just said, it's a business of duplication, and I'm not coming down or saying that we should not talk to any people that are in the medical profession, because we should. And however, at the same time, what you're saying is exactly apropos, that it's tough for you to duplicate, because I'll bet you explain the sleep system in a totally different vernacular than I would explain it, as far as what it does to the body and how it helps the bones stay aligned, and, you know, because that's your background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my background is, you know, ministry and sheet metal. And, you know, so I'm going to explain it from the perspective of, you know, when I got the insoles in my shoes, my feet didn't hurt anymore going up and down the rung, you know, the ladder rungs, and then at the same time, you know, being able to keep up with 40 kids on a 2-month trip to Ukraine. I was the last one in bed and the first one up every morning, and I slept on a Kinko seat with my pillow, and I had more energy than these kids did, you know, as a guy in my mid-20s. So what's that tell you? Well, and I don't know how else to explain it. It just worked for me. But that,
well, you know, may I interrupt just for a second? I just thought about something that I don't want to forget to say, is that to offer some additional advice for people that are trying to contact chiropractors in particular, My primary interest, aside from correcting people's spine and nerves, is nutrition, and that was always my passion. But we chiropractors get inundated with several pretty well-respected companies in this field of nutrition, so that sometimes isn't the best approach, because that's just another product on their shelf they look at it. But the thing that I've just recently started, what my knowledge base has grown in the last couple of years is energy medicine. I really was not that familiar with the Earth's energies, magnetism. And it's a field that I believe is growing quite a bit. Now, you heard of Bruce Lipton before,
mm-hmm.
have you not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
He is speaking in the chiropractic circles now in a big way about energy medicine. And I think if people are out there looking to introduce this to the chiropractors, that might be a really good approach, is find those that are intrigued with the idea of energy medicine. And then that is a great carrot, I think, for them to offer them the chance to look at this company that has been on the forefront of energy medicine for years and years. And so that's just maybe a recommendation that might work.
Well, and that's exactly, and you don't have to apologize and say you're going to interrupt me, because I'm the one that keeps interrupting you, and my longtime listeners know that. They keep saying to me right now, and they're sending texts saying, "Van, shut up, let the doctor speak." but that energy medicine, we're hearing this term more and more, and people are starting to wake up to the fact that the body is an electronic system. And I remember having this conversation with my mom a couple weeks ago, and she said, you know, when I first went to Japan, and we got to see the research that they were doing, and Nikan had been doing the research since they started back in 1975, and how the electrical systems of the body work, but how we in our culture today, we're becoming, not so much us, but our bodies are becoming more sedentary because we're not functioning, there's so many environmental factors now with, you know, the electronics around us all the time and all that you get into energy medicine. And some of this, allowing the body to heal itself, and Nikan solutions are the ticket to really, really making that happen. And I'm sure you've seen that in the last couple of years. Do you integrate the Nikan solutions into your practice, or is it you know? Or, I mean, how do you draw the line if, you know, Betty and, you know, Ron come in for a treatment, or if, you know, Mike Smith comes in and you think, huh, should I introduce him to Nikan? How do you decide, or introduce it to everybody?
Oh, I have a big counter cabinet with a glass case. They walk in the waiting room. They've got an air system sitting in the waiting room. They've got a waterfall sitting there. Every nutritional, every Kinko brace is on display in the cabinet. And anytime anybody brings up any form of a nutritional question or need, or if there's an application, they've got allergies, it is an integral part of my practice. I've come to the very, you know, clear realization that as good as I am with my hands, their health is going to be much greater impacted with the addition of the Nikan technologies. There's no doubt about it. When we do health events locally, that is one of the first things that I say, that this company has made me a much more well-rounded wellness doctor. Chiropractic adjustments are miraculous, but so is feeding the body with all of these technologies, and it is people do not mistake where we stand with regards to Nikan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know last weekend in Pleasanton you had a big event. There was five or six different medical professionals that were there. So I would assume that you feed people from your practice that come into your office right on into those events.
Well, not only my practice, we do a lot of outside events. There's different health fairs. We'll set up a booth and educate people and attract new business partners. But you're right. Patients, contacts, friends, family, you name it. Those are the events we feed them into. And let me share with you also, and for those people on the line, as a 27-year veteran in chiropractic, primarily I was a one-on-one educator. I just never really was ever doing anything in the area of public speaking. And so this has been a great growing experience for me. I'll never forget 2 years ago when John Jackson was in my office, and I was scared to death to talk to a half a dozen or 10 people. And now we're standing me in front of, you know, the likes of these NYDU events, and and giving me a nice 10, 20 minute segment. And not to say that I get up there with the most courage of anybody, but and I still get tongue tied at times. But it's really been a great growing experience for me. You know, at 56 years old almost here, I still have a lot to learn and some growth to happen here.
And you what you just said, Eric, empowered every single person on this line or listening to the recording, because so many of us are introverts and we are just scared to death about going beyond that one-on-one. That, you know, you want me to do an in-home? Are you crazy? I remember Jeff Van Blarkum years ago, he would line up, because he had to overcome his stage fright, he'd line up all of his kids' stuffed animals in the living room, and he practiced over and over and over to the stuffed animals.
That's
because he had to overcome this fear of talking. And I've seen him many, many times, and you can tell he still gets flustered, but he speaks from experience and with knowledge and passion. And when you get a person who's passionate about an experience they've had with Nikan, physically, financially, emotionally, you know, mentally, with the humans being more, you can't bottle that. And, you know, they can't say the wrong thing. So I so appreciate that, because, like I said, you just empowered a bunch of us.
Great.
To know that, hey, if a chiropractor with 27 years under his belt, who can speak with authority on how the body works, is nervous about speaking in front of a group, wow, well, that makes us feel a whole lot better. Where do you see this going? And if we can wrap up this conversation, I try and ask this usually. You know, you've had 2 years now to really kind of dig into this, and you've seen a lot in that 2 years. Where do you see it going from here? I mean, are the Nikan solutions, they continue to change and modify them for the better. We saw that with something as simple as the power chip. You know, we had a mini and a super mini, which were fantastic, but now we have a power chip, which takes two different, you know, polarity magnets and puts them into a way that they're literally throwing the magnetic field off of each other, and for deeper penetration, more reactive elements taking place. What's your concept of where this will end up?
Now, are we talking about where will Nikan take this, or where am I planning on taking this?
Both.
Okay. Well, there's no doubt in my mind with Nikan's history that they will continue to innovate, and they are just second to none as far as I'm concerned with their knowledge base and their quality of bringing out great, great technologies. Now, as far as I'm concerned in our personal life, I have a very physically demanding job, and I, at the office, I'm trading time for money. I work by the hour. I don't, you know, have a lot of little Erics doing chiropractic for me. I absolutely love the model of leverage and residual income, and this is my wife and my planning for the future to just take and build this Nikan business as a, you know, I would almost say semi-retirement, but this is my exit strategy from day-to-day hands-on chiropractic. Although I don't think until my hands stop working, I don't think I'll ever stop, you know, placing my hands on people and touching them in a special way, but it will become less and less necessary for me to work hourly as my Nikan business grows.
Mm-hmm. And that is the clearest picture of what all of us are understanding, that the model of network marketing, of duplication. J. Paul Getty said, I'd rather, you know, have 1% of the efforts of 100 people rather than 100% of the efforts of one, you know, being myself. And that is so true, and exactly what you just said. We can't, unless you trained maybe your kids to go into the chiropractic field with you, and you're laughing. I'm guessing they didn't follow in your shoes?
No, they didn't. They're wonderful kids, all in their own right. They've all created lives for themselves, and we still have one darling daughter still living at home here with us that's just really looking forward to getting out on her own. But no, none of them have followed the chiropractic path. However, my daughter married a physician that's at UC Davis up there in Sacramento doing his residency right now. So we'll have a variety of different health providers in our household.
Yeah, and just along that lines is where you can't, or your kids chose not to, we can and you can, just like everybody else who's a wellness consultant, we have the opportunity to duplicate ourselves in every single person that we introduce and give them the same equal opportunity to enjoy this and then in turn duplicate themselves, which I'm going to guess, or I would imagine, that going to chiropractic school, it takes a few years. It's not like what we can learn as we go along in NECAN, that we gather information and we, you know, put a little bit more knowledge under our belt, you know, in our arsenal. That's not something that you could do in the chiropractic industry.
Right. Getting involved in NECAN does not take 8 to 10 years of college to get started. Although there's a learning curve with this industry, but it's a great learning curve.
But you set a perfect example of, you know, again, just 2 years, and your knowledge of what we can do is just go talk to people and continue doing that. So, Dr. Eric, thank you so much. This has been a privilege and an honor, and I know that you've empowered so many people, because we all know chiropractors, we all know people in that, you know, physical therapists in that industry, and that it all kind of ties in together, and that we really need to build those relationships first, not try and, you know, win another medical professional into our business. Even though it will be wonderful, and I know that Ron and Connie D'Amico did not make a mistake when they introduced you, and I know you're grateful for that.
Absolutely.
And so, again, our guest has been Dr. Eric Raz, and the chiropractor of 27 years and NECAN Wellness Consultant of 2. And if you missed something he said, or if you know somebody that you think this conversation would be beneficial to them, the website to catch the recording is www.saturdayamlive.com, and that's all run together, and you just click on that. Give Steve a couple hours and the recording will be up, but right there in its entirety. And a whole slew, and I want to encourage people, and I kind of do this from time to time, rather than feel like you need to get, you know, Dr. Eric's phone number and say, oh, could I call you? Could I ask you a question, or could I have somebody call you? Use those recordings. That's called duplication. And they're there for a reason. That's why we record them. And if somebody's willing to take, you know, 20, 25 minutes and just listen to somebody's story, like Dr. Jackson from a couple weeks ago, that credibility speaks volumes. And if they're willing to do that, just send them the link. You can click on it and it starts playing, and then copy and paste that link right into an email. It's very, very easy to do, and there's a whole wealth of education out there. So, let's use Dr. Raz to the best of our ability. So he shared some fantastic things. So again, thank you, Eric. I appreciate it greatly. Looking forward to seeing you soon. And the goal would be at in San Diego here in a few months. And we'll be able to give that proverbial NECAN hug, and I'll know now where I met you and that we had this conversation, so I won't forget. The 43-year-old mind isn't what it used to be, and I know that's an excuse because you said you're coming up on 56, but I met a lot of people in the last 20 years, and they kind of all go run together from time to time. So, but won't forget you now, guaranteed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, I think everybody on the line thanks you for all your great work as well. So I agree. I look forward to seeing you again there in this fall.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I want to bid everybody farewell and goodbye until next Saturday. And we will talk then. So thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.